This is SBS Spice.
Welcome back to SBS Spice. My name is Suhaila. Today I am at Oz Asia Festival in Adelaide, and joining me is Sulochana Dissanayake. Sulochana, you are the artistic director and founder of Power of Play, a company dedicated to connecting communities through creative storytelling. Talk to me about the evolution you've witnessed with the appreciation of art, both globally and also maybe in your journey from Sri Lanka to Australia.
In places like South Asia, as I'm sure you're aware, it's very much a part of our childhoods and our culture. Festivals are very performative. Song and dance is part of our life. But because of capitalism, and especially in a country that is post-war, there are so many issues to focus on, and cultural health isn't on the top of anyone's list. Mm. Sadly, it has a huge impact on your mental health, but families are just struggling to put food on the table, get their children educated, and our education system is still following the archaic British academic-oriented exam-based system. So arts doesn't really have a lot of social value in a post-war context in Sri Lanka. So when we started, it was a real struggle because there's that space inhabited by traditional artists who are supported traditionally by the temples or the kovils, but that support had been stripped away through years and years of conflict, and they were not having any ground to stand on. So then you have the next generations not taking it up because it's not economically viable. So you really have the death of arts. So when we stepped into the corporate spaces, the educational spaces as contemporary company that provided art as a tool of communication, suddenly there was interest. But we really had to battle this. But you're doing it for free, right? Mm-hmm. You're doing it for exposure. Issue that all professional artists have to deal with and say, no, we're providing a professional service, just like an accountant or a lawyer or a doctor, and we deserve to be remunerated. So through hard advocacy and sticking to our principles and goals and having hard conversations with clients and audiences, we've been able to push the appreciation to a level where our service is seen as a premium service in Sri Lanka. And because of that, we can command the premium rates. So that was a huge shock for me coming from Colombo to Adelaide, where here art is not a premium good. Art is very easily accessible. There's so many things happening. And the invisible or visible price ceilings are not really in line with the costs of living and what artists have to finance to put a performance together. So speaking to so many artists here, it's fascinating that if you put on a show or if you tour a show, you're always out of pocket. And then that's why you don't have full-time artists here.
Yeah.
So that struggle is really real because you have to do a job to support your art. But anyone who does that knows there's no time to focus on your art then.
I want to pinpoint the fact that you have clarified that art and artists are providing a service. And I would never have thought that someone South Asian would say that an accountant and being a doctor and a lawyer is just as valuable as being an artist. I think all the aunties who have ever said that to an artist that, and you know, maybe it's not as valuable, maybe you should listen to this now.
I want to tell those aunties, from the moment you open your eyes in a day, you don't need your accountant, you don't need your doctor, but from your waking moment till you go to sleep at night, you will consume art. Mm-hmm. It's in the playlist you listen to. It's in the radio show you listen to. It's in the books that you read while you're doing your toilet tissue, you know, routine.
Yeah.
It's in the advertisements you see, your favorite soap operas. Like, tell me a moment of your day where you're not consuming art.
Exactly.
It's probably when you're sleeping.
Yep.
You
so,
know?
Aunties, listen to Sulochana. Yeah.
You're with SBS Spice.
Moving into Free Doom Down Under, it's your latest multimedia work in collaboration with photographer and videographer Danuka Lianawate, and it was exhibited here at Oz Asia Festival 2025. Talk to me about how you merge theatre and photography and interactive installations to explore the experiences of skilled migrants here in Australia.
Yeah, boy. We moved to Adelaide in October 2024. Dinuka is a fourth generation photographer. His great granddad opened one of the first photo studios in Sri Lanka, and his dad was a photojournalist for a leading local newspaper. And then Dinuka also worked in the local newspapers and then eventually worked for Reuters and became a staff photographer at Reuters Media. It's part of his heritage, but it's also part of his work. So we decided to move to Adelaide because of the economic collapse that Sri Lanka went through, and very quickly realizing that no matter how comfortable we were as mid-career creative professionals, if we couldn't offer a stable future for our children, we wouldn't have felt fulfilled as parents. And when you speak to a lot of migrants, that's why people migrate.
Yep.
That's why people leave their entire lives behind and move to a new country. It's for the children. We moved here on a skilled migrant visa. And in skilled migration, you go through a stringent visa process. There's a skill assessment. So after all of that, you come here and you realize that none of that carries over. It's a black hole.
Mm.
You're on your own. You make whatever connections you want to. You network. You go to a series of networks events. And it's just a matter of applying on Seek, applying on LinkedIn, wherever it is. And it's a full-time job in itself. So settling two children down in this new routine, us figuring out what on earth are we doing when people are here surviving on their savings. And the currency rate being as such, you can imagine how quickly South Asian currencies run out here.
Mm-hmm.
And the stress of that, and having to volunteer on top of that,
yeah,
with no clear path of how long, when, how much, none of that is clear. But touch wood, we had a lot of family support. We had one cousin here who kind of held us through this all. 80 applications later, I was hired as an office manager at the South Australian Parliament. And my partner set up his commercial photography business. So he's doing this juggle of doing tradie work when there's no photography work and taking on photography work in the up seasons of festivals and all of that. So it's still very much a juggle. And that's what, that darkness is what fueled us to tell this story. Because can you imagine, with the language capacity I have, with the qualifications I have, with the family and community support we had in Adelaide, if we struggle so much, and we are still struggling so much, can you imagine what it's like for the thousands of others who arrive daily with a quarter of those resources? So, as you know, in South Asia, it's very taboo to share personal stories and share personal challenges. So this was a huge risk for my family to come out in the open and create a 15-minute documentary about what this year has been like for all four of us. So the documentary we created features Dinuka, myself, and our two children, Dasharath and Thisaria, and tells the journey of this year. After that, every time I spoke to migrants, I got this sense that migrancy is a process of letting go to become. So I posed this question, what have you buried to become an Australian? And we brought that to life through a graveyard installation where audience members were invited to reflect on that question and write their answer on a leaf and place it on a cross on our graveyard. Mm. So that was a ritual, because Sri Lanka is full of ritualistic healing performances, and I wanted to create a healing ritual for the audience. Because when we spoke to people, even people who are fourth generation, spoke of things like language,
yeah,
how their parents buried their language for assimilation. And that, to me, that's a big opportunity cost.
Yeah, it's a huge loss. It's a huge cultural loss.
It's a huge loss. And to date, how much we bury to fit in, you know? And it's a daily negotiation. How much do we bury to become? And we quickly realized, my husband and I, being overqualified label is a real thing here, and tall poppy syndrome is a real thing here. So to fit in, we've had to cut ourselves down to less of a quarter of who we are. I say none of this experience on my resumes anymore. None of that. Everything's taken off.
But this is where theatre and the arts humanizes these issues. And I think for the mainstream Australian audience, we look at the issues and experiences of skilled migrants from a very surface level perspective. And then on top of this, you have anti-immigration discourse that challenges the very place that migrants hold within our community.
Yeah.
So then I would love to reflect on with you, being South Asian Australian, having moved from Sri Lanka to Australia last year, how do you believe artists are helping affirm the place of migrants here in Australia?
I think it's as simple as creating space for you, for whoever's on the other side of the screen or the stage, to understand what it's like to be in your shoes. I think art has an ability to create empathy like no other medium. And the mediums we chose for this particular work in progress, we chose the documentary style, which is very raw. It's us shooting each other. It's not polished at all. So a friend said, I really felt like I was in your house, you know. And then the graveyard that invites a larger community to reflect on what we have let go on, but also what their ancestors have buried for them to be in Australia today. And then we also did a photo essay where we invited migrants to answer this question and took a photograph. So excerpts from their answer is placed on their photograph. So when people view that, you understand this is such a big global issue. And I think artists, especially in unstable times like this, where everything we believe is brought into question by giants we looked up to for justice and equity, it really, you know, brings to my mind, like, how do we discuss humanity?
Mm-hmm.
It is truly changing the fabric of the world as we know it. And I think artists, despite making barely minimum wage, despite being held back from all those conflicts, or how do we put food on the table if we decide to do art? You know, we are struggling with all of that. But still, I feel we have such a big responsibility to keep delivering our art that can open eyes to what it's really like on the other side of the table.
And having you here in Adelaide as part of Oz Asia Festival, something that's had a history for 18 years now, means those stories get shared further and further, and that continues to contribute to what we know as Australian art.
Yeah.
How do you envision this city will continue fueling creative and cultural expression in Australia's art landscape?
I am very grateful to be in Adelaide, because a lot of people said it's the softest landing. If you go to Sydney or Melbourne, you'll just get swallowed up. And I truly believe that. Adelaide has its own quirkiness, but it is still welcoming. It is still supportive. It still has a huge community who will stop, listen, and act. And I think that is hugely powerful for newcomers like me who's trying to figure the art scene out. We were very lucky to meet and become part of the Mill community, which is how I got the Oz Asia Creative Residency. It was through the Mill. And the Mill community is a space of 70 studio spaces for artists at very affordable rates. So when you become part of the Mill community and you're in that building, you meet visual artists, sound recordists, writers, hat makers, filmmakers, just a really wide bunch of artists. And I'm a true believer that good art happens through collaboration. Mm. So to have communities like that where you can get inspired and grow, because I think COVID really taught us that humans are not meant to live alone. And I am so grateful that there are these spaces that artists can meet and create work together. So I think Adelaide proves to be a very valuable lab where innovative arts are supported to grow different storylines, not the mainstream circus and cabarets only, but really authentic, to the heart, raw stories that need to be told, are supported to be told in a place like Adelaide. So I think that's the real contribution Adelaide makes to the larger art scale of Australia.
Saloshna, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you here today in Adelaide.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me for SBS Spice.
Thank you so much, Suhaila.
For more hot takes from South Asians in Australia, find and follow SBS Spice on Instagram at SBS Spice or on YouTube by searching for SBS South Asian. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button.